All right, since we're talking about big global threats, how about the threat from climate change? Among other things, scientists recently learned that warmer temperatures are causing the Antarctic to melt much faster than they ever thought, and it's likely to get worse. This is bad news for global sea levels. But exactly how quickly sea levels will rise is a huge unknown. The World's Carolyn Beeler is on her way to Antarctica right now. She's with a group of scientists who are studying that very question. For the next 8 weeks, Carolyn will be reporting from an ice-breaking research ship that will be the home for the expedition. We pick up with Carolyn in Punta Arenas, Chile, where the journey begins.
Punta Arenas sits at the southern tip of South America, on the Strait of Magellan. It's a jumping-off point for iconic hikes in Patagonia, but I'm not here for the scenery. I'm here to ship out. My first stop's a warehouse where U.S. scientists and journalists pick up their cold weather gear. Inside, there's a room stacked floor to ceiling with red windbreakers, insulated overalls, and steel-toed rubber boots. Hi. Beeler?
Ah, Beeler. Carolyn.
We grab our gear at the counter.
Thank you. Can I get Carhartts and a dry bag as well?
Sure.
And head to group dressing rooms to try everything on.
Here's my coat. Okay, the coat is gigantic.
The clothes only come in men's sizes, so for women, there's some trial and error in getting the right fit. I traded the coat for a smaller one and moved on to a pair of insulated Carhartts.
Big mittens. Some really cozy fleece sweatpants I'm pretty stoked about. Goggles. Okay, some waterproof waders now. And rubber gloves that are lined. A fleece neck warmer.
All geared up, we head back outside into the wind on the pier. It's high summer here, but the gusts give us a taste of what to expect as we head farther south. Our ship's at the end of the pier. It's called the Nathaniel B. Palmer, and it's chartered by the National Science Foundation. It's the length of a football field, has a huge red hull, and dwarfs even the cruise ship opposite it. I head up the gangplank and onto the deck.
Just walked on the ship. My new home for 8 weeks. Look at my room assignment.
After settling in, it's time for safety training and a trip into a torpedo-like lifeboat suspended from the side of the third deck.
Okay, let me get you guys' attention real quick, and that way we can get out of here.
Chief Mate Rick Wimkin shows us how to basically lash ourselves to the hull of the boat with chest and waist straps.
Now, the reason why we want to get all strapped in like this is obviously the reason we're abandoning ship is because it's bloody rough out there. So you want to be strapped in, and you won't get tossed around inside the boat.
Finally, as the evening sun starts to glare off the water, huge winches haul up the ropes, and the ship slips away from the dock. Near me at the stern of the ship, geologist Becky Manzoni from the University of Alabama is trying to FaceTime her husband and three young kids before cell service disappears. She tells me it was tough saying goodbye.
It was really hard, yeah. So they dropped me off at the airport in Birmingham. And, yeah, they were holding on to me, and my 7-year-old was begging me not to go, so.
There's a pretty good distraction for homesick scientists off the front of the ship. We spot whale spouts in every direction.
It's good we're here now. It's very real, isn't it?
Chief Scientist Rob Larder of the British Antarctic Survey is glad to depart after months of preparations, but
not relieved yet. I think I'll be more relieved when we've actually got some effective work happening.
Larder's caution turns out to be warranted. Near our original berth, we stop again to fuel up, and the crew discovers an issue with the rudder, which means we could be stuck here a while as they fix it. Delays like this one are common, but Larder says it's eating up the buffer days he and his team have built into the crew's schedule.
If we start losing more time to weather or having to work through ice to get to the areas we really want to be in, then yeah, it's going to cut into the science time.
Ever since I signed up for this expedition, everyone told me nothing goes exactly according to plan when you're headed to Antarctica. And so we wait. For the world, Carolyn Beeler, still in Punta Arenas, Chile.
We'll hear more from Carolyn in the weeks ahead, and we are excited to include you in this reporting project. Shoot us a message with your questions about the research at Thwaites Glacier. Email here, myworld@theworld.org. That's myworld@theworld.org.